Welcome to Primary Attribute, or Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian, I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons, and Vons, both Original Recipe and Baja Blast. We all use the he, him pronouns. Today, Vons and Vons are feeling damp.
Fair. I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is just swimming.
I'm Kelly. I play the halfling wizard, Wealthy Taylor. And currently we are Meldred with Weldroa, with Sidroa. Our portmanteau is Weldroa. We use any pronouns you want to throw at us. And we would really like to not boil alive.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold pilot. We all use he, him pronouns. And right now, we're pumping furiously.
There's so many jokes I could make, and I don't want to make any of them about something about pumping and reviews. And anyway, if you get a chance, you should rate or review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. And you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well.
You should be like Hans and Franz and pump us up.
There we go.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's great. Thank you. So far as I know, neither of those people has been canceled. I will do the recap now.
Somewhere an email about how they've been canceled is making it through your inbox.
We're currently in a big cylinder with a giant crystal inside of it that's filled up to level 7 with water.
Level 9, because you reflooded it. Or it went up.
Where did you take it? I thought it only went up by 1.
It started at 7. It went up to 9.
It went up to 9?
The bottom of 9, but yes.
Okay. That's worse than I remembered. So we're in a giant cylinder. It has 10 levels. It's filled up to level 9 with water. So that's happening. We're fighting some water elementals. There's definitely some, like, a bigger one down further that is causing a whirlpool effect in the space, which I think is about to get a little bit worse. Some of us are not doing well. Some of the water elementals are not doing well. Squirrelo chose to do lightning bolt, so that was fun. Yeah, it's just a big battle. We're fighting water.
Which, I mean, as I'm sure especially Vaughn's original recipe would agree, is the true enemy of this campaign. But all right, we're in a large cylinder. There's a large power crystal in it. It is all aglow, as the conduit magic crystals are prone to be. It's muggy and hot in here. The water is uncomfortably warm, but not boiling. Think hot tub, not cup of tea. At least not yet. There are catwalks running around the edges, going all the way down, with ladders of varying levels of, and occasional staircases of varying levels of, you know, reliability, and a large gap between those and the central crystal, so you can jump down if you so choose. Although you do have to worry about hitting the water, which can hurt past a certain height. But yeah, things are worse than you remember. The water is up to the bottom of level 9 right now. And Grix, as we get rolling, I need you to make an intelligence check.
Uh-oh.
Add a d6.
Well, that's good. Oh, that's not good. Oh, I don't think I can recover from that roll. Well, the 6 really helped. The 6 really helped. 18.
Okay, 18 on a prep. Pretty damn good. You go, you've recognized your mistake. I believe we already went over the fact that, or mentioned that you will probably need to flip that original switch again once you orient the pumps properly.
But now that's down, right? I have to swim?
Someone will have to get down there, yeah. It's down on level 7, so someone has to go down 2 levels.
Okay.
Go dog paddling. The other thing is that you now know the possible configurations, which I will bring up as they become relevant, of the water. So how far you can pump it down. Big thing, you think you can drain this thing if you get 3 of the pumps going. And you think you may be able to do some fun stuff with the vacuuming water out the side, which may or may not have an effect on the big elemental vortex, depending on configurations, because you can also control some of the doors from here. So we'll get into details once the water's in positions to actually be able to do it, because I didn't have a chance to write you up a nice diagram.
You know, it's probably best that we don't, just because audio medium.
Well, more so you know the options and then could describe them to the listener as you chose them. But yeah. So yeah, we'll go over them as they become relevant. But for right now, I imagine you want less water, not more. And so
yeah,
getting someone down to that switch would be good. All right. And now you may all roll initiative. I will allow it.
I have a 5.
I got a 3.
I got a 5.
Grix got an 8. Steamboat got a 1.
All right, I have to roll for somebody else too. Hold on. Mm-hmm.
Or Cool Vons.
Yeah, OG Vons got a 3. Let's see what Cool Vons gets. Cool Vons got a 9.
I was thinking about Cool Vons this morning, how he actually thinks about like what weapon is appropriate for whatever physical situation he's in, and how it bums me out that the game does not give more support for making that choice. Like, I appreciate it. I wish there were more mechanical benefits built in. So, to reorient everyone to where they are, I have to read my own handwriting, which is always a very dangerous and precipitous task, but... So going top to bottom, original recipe Vons, you're up at the top of this power crystal thing on the landing platform that's built into the top of it. You've been leaning over and taking pot shots with the crossbow.
Yeah.
Got Shield next to you, who's getting ready to join the fight. The Skrullo has been leaning off the other edge, making poor decisions when it comes to spell choice. So that's all up on level 10. Level 9, Grix, you're up there. That's where the controls are. You got Frymeath, Cog, and May next to you. And also had one of these water elemental friends next to you, but I believe they have been beaten to a pulp, so that's nice.
Pulpy water.
Yeah. The new health trend. On the other side of that same level, water just below the grating of the walkway, we have Aramith, we have Green, we have Cool Vons, and we have the water elemental they are grappling with, which is of a medium size. Harper is in the water next to Cog and, or next to Grix, and Cog and May and Frymeath, grappling with at least one of the elementals. And in the water, on the side of Cool Vons, that's where Jesse, Steamboat, and Weldroa are fighting with, again, various water elementals. Below you all is what you've determined at this point, the extremely large water elemental that's taking up a lot of the space below you and is making this vortex, which has been swooping you along, so you have been moved away from those positions I just listed, but aren't quite on the other side yet. And my map is two-dimensional, so. So, all right. Various smaller elementals go first. It's a very exciting time for them. Well, Droa.
Yes.
An elemental in an itty-bitty teeny-weeny vortex-shaped bikini attempts to attack you.
Okay.
And what is your AC these days?
My AC is 14.
All right. You're hit.
Ah!
Unprecedented.
I don't want to die this way.
Never happened. You take 9 points of damage.
Oh, no. That's... Oh, God. Okay. I'm... Ah! Ah!
Is that the sound?
That is stellar acting there, right there.
The finest of acting. Worthy of an actings, if you will. All right, Jesse. Make a dexterity or strength save.
I'll go with strength.
I was going to say, the book has it as only dexterity, but I think that's silly for the situation.
That's a 24 on a prime.
All right. You feel the... One of the other elementals near you start forming a mini whirlpool, because, you know, yo dog, I heard you like whirlpools, and try to pull you down, but you took swim classes. You're a badass. You do whatever the badass swimming motion would be in this situation, because I doubt it's the backstroke, and I only took kids swimming classes. And resist being pulled under. Well, further under. I realize you can breathe underwater, but still. Uh-huh. And then Harper gets attacked and gets hit. All right. Cool Vons.
What up?
You are up on a walkway. There's an elemental near you, and you know that, I believe via some shouting at this point, that someone needs to go down and swim to a switch that is currently 2 levels below you and underwater to get the pump going. I will say that you are near some ladders, so you could theoretically essentially climb downwards and drag yourself through the water that way and not have to worry about swimming against a giant current.
Now, we've been in combat ever since he took his water-breathing potion, right?
Yeah.
I imagine it hasn't worn out yet?
Yeah. All your water-breathing potions are still working.
We decided Weldroa didn't need a water-breathing potion, right?
I don't remember deciding that. I'm not sure we made a call either way.
I'm more worried about Weldroa being watered down, diluted.
Well, that's
Is Weldroa water-soluble?
Ring him out.
I think that we determined that Weldroa is not water soluble, but I think Wealthy did not internalize that.
No, Wealthy has not internalized that. She's very worried about boiling and disintegrating.
Despite the fact that Sidroa themselves has said several times that that's
not going to happen.
Not going to happen. So.
Oh, good. That was clear.
I mean, it was clear to some of us.
Okay. Just sitting there being like, I promise you aren't going to like melt. You're not made of like poorly set jello.
Okay. So I think the move here, the water's heating up, but it's not, it's how hot?
The water hasn't been heating up. It's just been getting fast moving. It's hot tub level. It's uncomfortable to be in for too long, and it's not great to, you know, swim in, but.
You're right. You don't recommend it for the pregnant.
The thing is, it's hot for being in, like, for like, crystal reasons, because the crystal is making it hot. It's not hot for, like, water elemental reasons.
Yeah.
Like, it was hot before we got involved with the water elementals.
Sure. Yeah.
It was hot when we got here.
Yes.
I can dig it. All right, so.
They preheated the hot tub.
Uh-huh. At old people soup. So, sorry, every time I think of hot tubs, I think of old people flirting with each other awkwardly, and...
I mean, that's really on you, Adam.
That's awfully specific.
Yeah.
That's...
Adam just got his plans for retirement.
You know? Sure.
Good for you!
Yeah.
I saw you across the water aerobics and dug your flexibility.
I think the way to handle this is to dive in, but against the ladder so that I'm not swept up. Because we got to get, what, 2 levels down?
Yeah.
We can say that I've said this. I don't know that we've...
Yeah. No, I think I said that before. Yeah, it's been communicated.
Is Jesse's head above water?
That's right. I think Steamboat Willie couldn't understand, and Jesse probably couldn't either. Or Valdroa, because yelling into the water was hard. And I remember at least one person made a check last time to understand. I don't remember the result. We can also say that you guys are swimming around and your heads have popped up at least at one point, and Grix just kind of kept yelling it, or someone else did. So you all know now. Congratulations.
Reverse the polarity.
Yeah.
Cross the streams.
I imagine it's one of those big, like, double blade switches, maybe even 3 blades.
I mean, it's whatever your heart desires. Switches. I essentially drew it like the switches from Donkey Kong, like the Game Boy game. So right now on my thing, it's a cartoonish quarter circle with a stick with a circle on top of it sticking out of it.
Oh, those are cute. Like giant toggle switch.
Yeah.
Not like the one for the giant robot in Spaceballs where you change it from suck to blow.
I mean... Sure.
That's the beauty of the theater of the mind.
Uh-huh. Can all have our own vision.
Yes.
This is a weird morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. But okay, so yeah, you can go down. You can brace yourself against the ladder. Make sure you don't get swept away.
Yeah, he's going to do like a quick dive as much as he can, and then the rest of it's just pulling down on that ladder and
make an dexterity check to see how fast you can move.
Yeah.
Because you're pretty fast.
He is fast. He should be faster than other Vaughns. Oh, wait, no, that is a D10. We need a D20. Pew! Ooh! I got a 19 on the die. So add dex of 1 and level of... What is his level? Is he 8, 9?
Level 9.
9? So that puts it at 29. 29's not bad.
That's pretty damn good, even. So, yeah, you go, you dive in, you manage to duck out of the way of a swinging, watery, elemental fist, and just turn that into a dive. Grab the ladder as soon as your momentum stops and haul yourself downwards. And to reach the switch, you do need to make a little bit of a jump, because the ladder is broken next to it, but you go and you just plant your paws and jump off, and you can hit the switch this round. Would you like to do so?
Yeah!
All right. Remember, Grix has already fixed this. The water begins to drain, and it drains on down to level 7. So Harper, Jesse, Steamboat Willie, and Muldroa all go with it.
Ah!
It's fine.
I know. I just, it's a very weird feeling, don't you think?
I think it's fine. It's just, the water level's just dropping. It's fine.
You're not going to go down the drain.
Is there no vortex going around the drain?
Oh, well, I mean, like, there's a vortex in general, but I don't know that the vortex, okay, to me, then, I don't know if it would, like, necessarily, like, compound the feeling.
So this all just drains out of a hole in the bottom?
Or out the doors on the side.
I hope this isn't coolant. Like, if this is, like, coolant for the crystal. Oh, or is this how you get the crystal juice? We remember the crystal juice.
No, this is not how you get the crystal juice.
I don't think this is how, I get what you're saying. I don't think this is how you get the
crystal juice. Was some other insane shit that was going on.
Yeah.
So, what do you suppose the water juice is assigned to equivalent of?
Huh, that's weird.
Huh? Which is exactly what it felt like at the time.
What it was supposed to be.
Still wish I knew what it was that Aracene felt when she took that little taste. You never told me.
Mm. And now we'll never know.
I still think about it.
That's when you know you've succeeded as a GM to your listener. And something you said haunts your players.
So the crystal's not water soluble either.
Correct.
That's good.
The arcs and its infinite wisdom did not make their core infrastructure out of rock candy, or cotton candy, rather. Okay, so cool, Vons, you're also down on level 7. The water is lapping at your feet now after it drains, but because you're able to hold onto the switch, you don't get swept away by the vortex as it lowers down around you. And now the upper edge of the vortex is going around level 7. The other thing you guys notice is that the couple of elementals that were up at the level 9, they have a long, thin noodle connection to the water as it kind of stretched out. So they're still connected to the surface. Vons, there's like a, long spaghetti string of water that's sort of going through the grates next to you, connecting down to the vortex below for the
gross
elemental above you.
Wait.
Because you left one behind on level 9 when you climbed away.
Oh.
And you're below it, so it's still connected to the water, and that connection happens to be going past you.
And I'm on a ladder.
Well, you're on the... You had to drop down to get the switch, so you're on the grating now.
I'm on the grating.
You are secure.
And
you are
right next to it. And I don't have any more actions left this turn, do I?
Correct. But you can plot.
Plot I shall.
All right. Grix.
Yeah. If Vons is going down to grab the... to change the thing over...
It's like, cool, Vons managed to do that, so the water...
Okay, great. Then I'm going to change it. You said that there were options.
There are.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, let's talk about that.
So, for options...
Yes, read the entire settings menu.
So, sorry. Ian's brain is processing. 1 second.
God, don't you hate it when the settings menu takes time to load?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, sassy pants. Okay, so, Grix, as I said, the water's currently at level 7.
Uh-huh.
You know from looking at the diagrams that you have some stuff you need to get to on level 6.
Okay. Do I have to be there? Is it better? Would it make more sense for me to be here and control things? Or
I'll keep going.
Okay, keep going.
So basically, the water is currently being drained out on level 5. It's currently being drained equally. You can choose which direction it's being pumped, and you can kick the pumps into overgear from here to have it create an angle for the surface of the water, you think. So basically... You can cause the water to go at a, not actually 45 degree angle, but a sharp angle that will let you free up one side or the other of level 6 and level 5. So,
wow. Really, okay.
And you also know that the next pump you need is, the next switches you need to activate the pump are down there.
Okay.
Because you need one switch and an engineering panel that anyone with the right experience can fix. So.
Okay. And Wealthy's already getting pulled down in that direction-ish.
They've been managing to stay towards the top of the water for now, but yeah, they'll probably start getting pulled down pretty quick here now that things have intensified.
Okay, would I have an idea of which way to slant the water to take them right to where I need Wealthy to be to? Because Wealthy should know how to do it.
Yeah, so just for your possibly unclear reference, because ASCII art is hard. I did drop a thing in the chat. Basically,
I haven't looked recently. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yep.
That's brand new. So if you drop it down so that the quote-unquote left side is open,
mm-hmm.
that will get Wealthy where she needs to go. And then after that is fixed up, if someone can get to the right side and hit that switch either by swimming or by having you switch the water direction, they can hit the switch to pump the water lower.
Okay. I will slant the water to the left and yell to Wealthy,
"Hey, I'm sending you down to a switch down there. You gotta toggle it."
"Okay, will do.
Have fun."
"I'll try.
Or I think you're sending Wealthy to the panel she needs to fix first.
I thought it was a toggle, not a.
There's fix. Two. They're on opposite sides.
Got it.
Something needs to get fixed and something needs to get switched.
Scratch that. Don't toggle it. Fix it.
Okay. Yeah.
And then.
This is just like gun katas.
Is it?
Like bending the bullet. Just bending the water.
No, I'm just. It's draining real fast in one direction.
Angelina Jolie is here, though.
Just watching.
Hanging out.
And James McAvoy for some reason.
That was sure a movie that happened. I enjoyed it. It was not a smart movie.
Man, when I was in college, all the best fucking insane action movies came out. They just don't make weird action movies like that anymore.
Listen, all I'm saying is that this magic fucking loom tells us what to do. And we're just all not going to question that any meaningful way. Okay, so the water is slanted. Everyone who's in the water, congratulations. It's terrifying now. All right. However, if any of you want, you can try to, as the water slants, you're brought above water, and you can try to scramble off by grabbing onto the edge of level 6 if you want, if you don't want to go all the way down to level 5 and kind of squish against the wall while Wealthy tries to fix something. Not that that's the worst option ever. I just want you to have options, including one where you're completely out of the water.
All right. I think Jessie is going to... Oh, probably on her turn she's going to do that. Never mind.
It's all good. All right. Harper also just got to have a very fun time as she got tilted and is now, well, ascending away from the door that she would ideally like to be at, where there is, you know, ground that she can not suffer on. The vortex picks up as it is the large elemental's turn, and the giant elemental is pulled towards the door, but not out of it, obviously. But as the vortex intensifies, it tries to get Harper. Harper rolls extremely poorly and is swept up. Okay, Jessie, you're up.
I want to, I don't know if this is possible, but this is like, this is how I picture it in my head. I'd like to, because like trying to maneuver while you're still in water is slightly more difficult than being out of the water and then like purposely jumping into water, in my experience. Like you can kind of direct yourself a little bit better if you're diving from out of water.
Yeah, you can ride your momentum down. Yeah.
Okay, so what I want to do is like briefly hold like a ladder or the side of a like platform or something and like direct myself down, diving in to specifically go toward the big elemental so that I can attack it whenever I am able to attack it next.
Okay.
And if that's this round, I would like to attack it this round. And if that's not yet, then I would like to get into a position that I can attack it next round.
All right. Make a strength check to haul yourself out of the water.
That's 30 on a prime. I was almost perfect.
You go, you're being swept along. You know, manage to get your arm out of the water and like hook your elbow around the railing of one of the walkways. The metal squeals as it bends, absorbing your momentum, and the age of it is not helping it any. But you hang on despite the jolt of pain, and you're able to draw yourself up and out, and you can now angle yourself to dive into essentially the center of the vortex and try to get to the elemental underneath. You know, the soft nougat center. Make a dexterity check.
Oh, that's less good. That's a 13, not a prime.
Well, you're doing kind of a running jump and just plunging in, and because you're just trying to go down, what I'm going to say is that, and then make a dexterity save, make a strength save.
That's 23 on a prime.
And also make a dexterity save now that I can read. they are both relevant.
Okay, good. I got a 26 on my dexterity save.
All right. You go, you plunge in. Your aim was a little off, but you make the save to not get smacked in the face by the vortex. And you, in your strength save, means you are not picked up by it either. And you end up beneath it. And you can see the large shape. It's kind of disturbing. It's like there's a big body going down towards the bottom and then just a giant, almost like sack-shaped head, except one side of it's just open and the vortex is going into it as it faces up.
Okay.
And you can reach it and you can stab it this round, because I figure you can just throw, point your sword at it as you plunge, essentially. Yeah, so.
That's great. Yeah, I'm gonna attack it with Dad, Is That You?
Hell yeah.
That's 19 to hit?
That does not quite hit as you plunge your sword towards it, but you are maneuvering underwater and you kind of lose your momentum before it actually connects. So not this round, but you can stay in. I'm going to say you're below the current enough that you can stay in position to attack it again next round without any issue.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great.
Okay. So that was Jesse's turn. Well, Droa.
Yep. I'm sliding down to the, making my way to the panel that I have to fix.
You ride the current to the panel. I need you to make a strength saving for the... God damn it. Make a strength saving throw. Yeah.
That's a nat 20.
All right. So you are still suspended in this vortex, but you do not take the damage that will come from staying suspended in it at this point.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that nat 20 also means you kind of... how do you think the combo that is Droa would get themselves out of the water and onto the grate? Are you just going to like ooze onto it? Are you going to shoot yourself out of the water?
With a 20? We're gonna shoot ourselves out of the water. We're just going to make a jump.
Just sort of slurp yourselves away.
No, I have a skeleton. I am person formed, so I am going to jump.
All right. You go to jump. The drow manipulates the bottom of the ooze pile that is you to make a nice surface out of, you know, very wide feet to jump off of. And you land in front of this panel.
Woohoo!
Would you like to attempt to fix it?
Yes, I would.
How dare you? Roll an intelligence check.
Oh, God, that's a 4 plus 7 is, man, plus 7 is 11, plus 2 is, yeah, my int is 2, is 13.
Your true arch nemesis, a panel configuration you haven't seen before.
Oh, shit.
Moxie.
What? Grix, I don't know this panel configuration!
I don't know if I could walk them through it this distance?
Not at this distance, because you know that this is a, like, basically you were trying to, you know, flip switches and you realized there wasn't a connection down there, so you don't know what the problem is, you just know there's a problem.
Okay, can I make a guess? I mean, you know...
Not with that roll. No, that roll is to cover everything from knowing the problem to making a guess. So you are at least temporarily stupefied. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to stand here and study the thing.
All right. Original recipe, Vons.
Mm.
There is a water elemental that's grappling with Green and Aramith within easy shot distance of you.
Oh, we're taking that shot.
All right. Make an attack roll.
Oh. Well, that's a 3 on the die, so I'm not super hopeful here. I think that puts it... his base to hit is plus 5, and that's still super low.
Yeah, it's like a 9 total. Did you get a 4?
I got a 3, a plus 1 on the bow, so...
9 total. I was right the whole time. I was testing you.
Yep, if this thing is that easy to hit, sure, but...
You go, you shoot. This thing appears to have wised up to the fact that you keep trying to shoot it, and your shot flies at it, but it manages to see it coming, and it just opens a hole in itself, and you embed another bolt in the console behind it, and don't manage to damage it.
Somebody grab that bolt for me. I'm not made of bolts.
All right. The elemental that was attacking Green and Aramith and Cool Vons is going to attack Aramith, and it's going to roll absolute ass. But Aramith is clothed in leather armor, which does not give you that much protection, and takes 20 damage.
Oh! Oh. Ouch!
Oh, God, and she's a rogue.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Jeez. God. Yeah, 2 6s, a 5, and a 3 on the damage roll.
Poof.
She grits her teeth and just says, at least I'm not a wizard. D4 hit die. Goddamn. Except more coherently and cooler than that, because there.
Still really rick that Erisine's NPCs are still around and deeply involved in the plot.
Yeah, it's good. Rather than just losing that whole, like, side of the...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, they became our friends, too, so...
Well, I just mean, like, in a lot of other games I've played, like, once... If a character dies, everything, all of their, like, connected plot hooks just drop.
Yeah.
Well, I think we kind of didn't want to lose them.
It would have been very weird because they were so involved... Like, they're so involved with everything we were doing. Mm-hmm. Like, it would have been very strange if they had just disappeared. And, like, we're always in the same place, so.
Yeah, I'm going to say, especially with a relatively small, I mean, it's not actually a small city. There's tens of thousands of people, but, like, you know, it would feel weird to just, like, have people get deleted from the community. And also, yeah, I don't know.
Or just not brought up.
Yeah.
I mean, not deleted, but just, like, not.
Yeah, like, functionally deleted.
Yeah.
In terms of player POV.
That, and our podcast cast really does like to make the CK have to talk to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true.
But sometimes I get to be Mitt. Forgot to respond to Aaron's text. I don't think he explicitly told me how much you loved Mitt lately, but I appreciated hearing it because Mitt's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I just texted them out of nowhere last night being like, I was just thinking about Mitt.
Sure.
I appreciate that. All right. After the magical process of me reading my notes properly happens, because, as you can imagine, this is a very messy combat diagram at this point. Veldroa, an elemental emerges out of the water, seemingly unaffected by this vortex thing that you are now perched above. And it glares down at you.
Down at me?
Probably attack you. It's very tall.
Okay.
Because it comes up out of the water like a...
Yeah.
All fancy.
Like a majestic water spell giant thing. Duck.
Yeah. Like a giant duck? I'm sorry. Could you describe that more?
Remember what we were saying earlier about jokes that are just kind of weird? And hoping they work. This was that.
Yes. Wonderful. I love it. Thank you.
It does not emit a corkscrew to attack you with, because I have taste. Sometimes. In very rare instances.
It does hit you. However. Still said it.
It does hit you, however. For 18 points of damage.
Oh, God, I have lost another skeleton.
No, not necessarily. Remember that you have an ability with Sedroa to take a hit for you.
Oh, okay.
I gave it to you written up.
No, I don't think. Well, you may have sent it to me in email. Do I read my emails? No, I do not.
It's not recent, so.
So it's 11 minus, so I'm at hit point 11, 18 means I'm minus 6.
So, Sedroa is going to, that's on me for not sending it to you, I thought I included it at some point. Sedroa will take the hit for you, and it's going to roll a check to see how much damage they can take of it, at least harden around your skeleton. Okay, that wasn't particularly good. I guess this mostly was when Sedroa was armor, but because I brought it up, I'm going to have it work this one time again. So, Sedroa hardens in a spot and takes, so you take half damage, you only take 9. However, Sedroa is kind of loopy.
Oh god.
So, normally all your physical skills are at +2, or, you know, have a 2 bonus to them. They are now all being rolled as with a -1 penalty instead.
No.
So, basically your strength, your dex, and your con have all dropped significantly.
All right. I'm at 2 HP and I'm not looking too good.
Mr. Grix, I don't feel so good.
I would like to remind everyone in this battle, you have lots of healing potions.
You do?
I do. Do I have? Oh, that's not.
Please, I beg you, use your healing potions.
Well, I'll have to do that when my turn comes up.
Yeah.
Yes, that's fine. Yeah. But I'm just, I just, please.
I wasn't thinking about me.
Yeah.
I know.
Being very selfless.
I'm reminding you that you should think of you.
This does remind me of a story I heard about a game where someone was playing a tank crew, and after the first day, they all took damage because they forgot to eat. So they hung up a banner inside that said, "Remember to eat food."
Sure.
Remember, you have healing potions. All right. Sir Steamboat of Will.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yep.
That's my name.
The queen signed a lot of things right before she passed.
Amazing.
So you are currently in the water. You're being also swept towards that engineering panel that was attempted to be fixed.
Oh yeah, I definitely don't know how to work that though.
Make an intelligence check.
Natural 20.
Perfect. All right. You're currently fighting being tugged under this vortex thing. You've seen, what is the water ski parachute thing called? I'm really ruining the momentum of my sentence.
Paraglider?
Yeah, you've seen paragliders before.
Yeah.
You're going pretty fast.
I am a pilot of everything, apparently.
You might be able to pull yourself up out of the water with your suit if you ride the momentum just right.
Sweet.
If you want to get out of the water.
Yeah, I really don't know how to work any of the things in here. So yeah, out of the water and to a higher level and then use my spears. Spear,
okay.
A returning spear, my slick spear.
Roll a drive check.
Drive in. 17, 18, 18.
All right. You go, you manage to take advantage of the tilt to kind of get top of your squirrel suit out of the water. Just enough that as you ride it down, it picks you up and you're able to spiral around. The current, the heat, and a good dose of movie magic mean that you have enough upward momentum that you can try to...
I believe in myself.
Get up to a higher level. And with that 20, I'm going to say you have a second thing you can do, although it doesn't have to be this turn. Because the water is being pumped out of the door that's next to the switch that needs to get thrown.
Uh-huh.
You think with your flying abilities, you could essentially aim at the eye of the tilted whirlpool, so to speak. And if you aim yourself right, you can dive into the side and get to the switch without the water needing to be like drained out away from it. And without having to swim, you can essentially do a very targeted dive.
Like a Fisher bird of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I, Grix been able to indicate whether I can do that now or do I have to wait for the other side to be fixed first? And as Grix, can I indicate, do I know that?
I'm going to say that.
Is that true?
I'm going to say there's a lot of shouting back and forth because talking's a free action.
Yep.
And I'm going to say that basically if someone's down there and holding it, then the second the panel gets fixed, stuff can start draining again.
Okay, so I do have to wait.
Well, if you're there and you grab it and tug it into place, that means as soon as someone fixes the panel, then it'll be good to go. Basically, it's the two things need to be true, but the switch resets itself. So you can have it prime, so if that someone fixing the panel goes before you, it's fixed immediately and starts draining.
But do I have to hold it down or something?
Yeah, you'd have to keep it held, but you could like brace yourself on the console and just hold it.
Sure, but I'd be underwater.
You would be underwater.
I thought you took
a potion of water breathing.
Oh, did I do a water breathing?
That is true. You can
got a half water breathing potion.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
then
you
I'm,
should be fine.
Then I'm happy. Yeah, I'll do that then. Yeah.
Okay. Make another drive check, please. Or do you want to do that now or do you want to wait? Because you can be on the upper level and then see what happens.
No, let's go for it. I'll go down there and I'll hold it down and then I'll just have my spear out and ready to whack anything if it comes at me.
Make a drive check.
All right. Drive in. Ooh, very good. 22, 3.
Okay, so you all see a steamboat, you know, manage to do a fucking plane takeoff out of the water with a squirrel suit. It has its own neat trick. Spiral up around, pull himself a little bit short, and then, yeah, dive just like a fishing bird down into the center of the whirlpool. Steamboat, you reach the switch. That was a really good drive check, so I'm just going to say you hit it perfect, you yank it, you brace yourself, and switch held in place in one hand, making a sad clicking noise as it tries to engage something that isn't there yet. And, holding your slick spear in your other hand.
Uh-huh.
You're ready for whatever happens next.
Uh-huh.
All right. All of your allies go. Grix.
Yeah.
Shield thumps down on the grating next to you. Can you fix the panel down there that Wealthy was struggling with?
Okay. I know
as
I can.
Understand from
yeah.
All the yelling.
Yeah, but then I'd have to get back up here to switch things.
Cog goes, I can probably
oh, yeah.
things for you. I'll just yell
Sorry.
Options down. You can choose from the dialogue menu.
Oh, sorry. I forgot that you were here.
Nah, that's cool. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot of us.
I mean, that you were here.
There's a lot of us.
Yeah, no, and I'm the only one who's looking at a list of names right now.
It also feels like it's been like at least a week since we did this.
Yeah, weird.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that then. Yeah, I'm reckless. I'll just jump off and into the water and try to grab the thing before I get sucked out.
Shield
I feel
sees
like
you jumping.
Shield was going to do something for you, but
oh.
Cool.
Kind of goes, huh, and then is going to do what Shield was going to do anyway. Probably because Shield could just grab you. So you go, you bravely jump, you're grabbed by the collar, and then Shield hops down with you, will kind of get in your piggyback position, and transforms into a fucking dragon. Because what are dragons for if not a taxi service?
Sure.
You've heard of double jump. You've heard of rocket jump. Now get ready for dragon jump.
It's a real tight squeeze, wealthy. There's a giant burst of spray and air as a full-sized dragon, which was basically pulled into a steep dive to get past all the railings and stuff, flares its wings out to full, you know, breadth right before it hits the water.
Oh my goodness, I'm all wet.
Claws and feet kind of drag into it and deposits Grix down there.
Uh-huh. See what you can do with this thing.
Yep, on your turn. I realize that was roleplay, it's just there's a lot going on.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Easy
to
accidentally skip.
Yes.
All right.
You got to make it one continuous movement, right? You can't just stop like mid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do have a lot of NPCs to get through, so it makes sense that you would do a little more roleplay stuff.
Yeah. You can say Frymeath and May exchange a look at what just happened and then are going to start scrambling down to try to get somewhere they can help some more people. Aaron, roll a d20 for me and just tell me what you get.
A 5.
I can work with that. Frymeath fails a self-control check.
Oh, I like that.
Of course you do.
Listen, I didn't go through a horny for elves phase.
For no reason.
It turns out I was just looking for an extremely old man. Or maybe two of them who are the same. But not.
Okay, Frymeath takes a lot of damage. That's neat. I'm going to say he checked a potion as part of doing this. What level is the good potions that you guys are taking right now? Like it's 5d8?
It's 3. The cure critical is 5d8. Cure serious is 3d8.
Okay. He's going to take a cure critical on his way down so he doesn't, you know, die.
I had a really good line about Orlando Bloom and then some old guy playing an elf whose name I forget and my mute was on. Devastating.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We talked about that earlier. The dangers of mute.
Yes.
We did.
I thought we talked earlier about like Orlando Bloom playing an old guy.
No. Riverside, get a cough button, please.
All right. Ryan basically chugs a potion and plunges down and lands on the water next to Harper, who was not looking so good.
Oh, no.
And then May is going to do the running downwards and gets down a couple levels. I was going to say to hang out next to this one elemental, but that one's dead. So, you know, it's just doing a scramble. Cog is manning the panel. Frymeath and Green have their own problem. Both hit, making wish the damage rolls on longswords and daggers, respectively, were better. But they do manage to beat up on the thing they're fighting and starting to look a little less coherent. And then, original recipe Vons.
Huh?
Skrilla wanders up next to you.
Oh.
Is there anything I should be doing in particular? Something I can help you with, or or do you want to just leave? We could get nachos.
Oh, God, that's tempting.
We'll save.
Oh, man.
God, Squirrelo is horrible, and I love him.
Uh-huh. Welcome to gameplay balancing a high-level wizard.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just because the NPC is there doesn't mean
the
that.
Thing is,
no, I think it's a good
it
thing.
It makes perfect sense. Yeah. That he would just, like, get distracted and want to wander away. Oh, I did one spell. I'm so hungry.
We need to carry nuts in our pockets for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there anything you'd like to ask of the high-level wizard?
Well, there's people down there. They're not doing as good as I am. I'm just hanging out. I could, you know, shoot stuff from here, mostly. I just need to hit what I'm shooting at. That hasn't been so great so far. You know, I'm getting real frustrated with this thing. It's just not hitting the things I'm telling it to.
Excuse me while I see if a spell exists in this version of the game. I know it exists in, like, 5th edition. Doesn't mean it's here. There's no reason that should mean it's here. I'm just explaining my confusion while I scroll through a PDF. God damn it, True Shot does not exist in this game.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me terribly. This game loves it when you miss. Loves it.
True Shot's also very much a, like, we need a filler for a level 0 spell. And, like, there's no shame in that. It's just, I can see why it's not here in a game where you can't cast infinite cantrips. Or, you know, a shit ton of level 1. Well, I apparently can't help with aiming.
Do you want to just, like, zap those things or something?
I tried that, and everyone glared at me. Something about almost electrocuting them, I would guess.
People are always complaining about area of effect damage, and you zapped me.
Right?
Oh my god, I want them to have this conversation, but not in the middle of a battle.
Well, did you want the big monster dead or not? You know, you just, sometimes you just gotta throw lightning at stuff. It's not my fault the lightning isn't picky.
I want very badly for this conversation to happen when other people can have it with them.
That's fair.
Well, I imagine while Vons is saying this, he's reloading.
He's also, okay, Squirrelo asked him a question that he has not answered.
Yeah, all he's thinking about is about to shoot some guys. He doesn't really know what's going on down there.
Do you think?
I think there's like some switches or something that people are going after. I'm not sure how that works, though.
Do you think elementals can read?
You know, that's a good question. What if it's like an ink elemental?
Ooh. Let's find out.
Or some kind of like library elemental.
He touches your bolt. Runes start to appear and he says, don't read those, and kind of rotates the bolt a little bit.
No problem.
Just shoot them.
Okay, and then, yeah, is it his turn to take a shot?
No, that was just you getting set up.
Okay.
You have an enchanted bolt on top of your enchanted bolt. It has a spell on it, which was probably pretty obvious, but we'll find out when you get there.
Let's hope we don't miss.
Let's try to chug through one more round real quick, because I want to see if we can hit some switches. Okay, so new initiative round.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, Jesse got a 9.
Ooh.
I got a 2. Well, Troy is a 2.
I think that's the best that I've done this whole one.
Original Vons gets a 6, I think. Yeah, and then New Vons got a 10.
And Steamboat got a 10, and Grix got a 7.
Ooh.
We're all pretty high up.
That's great, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm particularly excited for Baja Blast right now. He's been eyeballing that tendril.
Yeah. Okay, so, just because I think the order makes this relevant, we don't often delay in this game, but at least here in this battle we can do it. So, if you're waiting for, say, someone to fix something before you do your thing, although I guess you're holding the switch, so it doesn't matter as much. But if there's a point in where the order matters in the future, if you want to do some cool trick, you can delay until after somebody with like a prepared action, essentially. That was a long road to stuff you already knew. Cool, Vons, you're up.
Okay, well, Vons has been eyeballing this strand of water elemental coming from a grate or something, you said?
Basically, the water elemental is a couple levels above you fighting Green and Aramith.
And has
a long, thin strand that's running down to the water below you. And the floors are graded, so it's just kind of going through the floors to do this.
Yes, and he's not paying attention to me. I'm just going to yank out my katana and, I mean, how do you miss? It's just going to swipe that strand, like swiping at a spider web.
All right. Make an attack roll just for funsies. Because
okay.
You're right, that's pretty hard to hit, and it's not paying attention to you.
Well, rolled a 14 on the die. His katana, I think, gives him +1, and he's... I think he's got a base to hit of 1.
That seems too low. Let me check.
It does. It has seemed too low. That's come up. I don't know if that's been modified. Maybe it has.
Okay, you're level 9. Oh, that was probably back from when you were really low level. Your base to hit should be plus. This might be part of the complicated dual classing rules that I made for you that were weird, except that just converted all your class levels. Right. Sure. say your base to hit's +3 right now. Because that's what it would be for a level 9 rogue.
All right. Well, 14 plus 3 is, I guess plus 4 because the katana is 18.
And what's your strength modifier?
His strength modifier. Not super high. It's -1.
Okay. So it goes back down to 17. But it's not aware of you. That's a bonus. And you're on ground, which would actually be a bonus as well. Either way, you hit. Congratulations.
Ta-da! Jeez, that took a lot.
This counts as a sneak attack.
Yeah, I guess it would.
So you're doing your D8 for the sword, and then your sneak attack dice, which are a number.
D8 for the sword, and then...
You got a +4 bonus to damage.
That looks like the D8 gives me 5. And then you said what? Sneak attack bonus?
You do +4 damage, or... Honestly, This probably counts as attacking from the rear.
Mm-hmm. I could see that being a thing.
Your ninth level?
Mm-hmm.
You deal quadruple damage, because this is going to be a back attack instead of a sneak attack.
Mm, battle attack. Wow. Death from above.
Death from below.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's below. Deal, oh, my mistake.
So you deal 20 damage.
Ta-da!
Cool, Vons. What does it look like when you kill this water elemental by cutting its thread?
I imagine that all of it just turns straight into water. Like, as if all of the... everything going on up there, everything going on down here, everything above the line that he severed, just all of its external membrane that was holding it together just immediately vanishes and it just rains.
All right.
Like popping a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
A water balloon.
All right. You pop that water balloon. I reread back attack and maybe to adjust my judgments in the future, but that was cool.
Yeah, it's weirdly so, anticlimactic, but also kind of neat.
Yeah.
And moist.
You cut it off from its source and it rains. You make it rain. Congratulations.
Making it rain.
You do have movement. I don't know what you would do with it, but is there anywhere you'd like to go?
Probably, but I think Vons is going to take the time to really analyze the situation and see if he can get a real fix on any other water elementals that he has to worry about.
There's one that seems poised to attack Wealthy and Grix and Shield, so you know. Uh-huh. Level of worry may vary.
Degree of concern dropping.
There's one that's been beating the crap out of Harper, and then of course there's the very large one below you.
Mm.
And there's also one that's just kind of free-floating right now, because I think everyone it was attacking has left the water. And it hasn't chosen a no target yet, so.
So the gratings and everything have effectively been like a colander for these things, just kind of collecting them as the water level drops?
Not really. Some of these guys were in the water. You would guess, based on how thin that strand got, that there's maybe only a certain distance above the water these guys can be.
Mm.
In fact, let's see. Yeah, you're analyzing it. Make an intelligence check, because this one's a slight logical leap.
Ooh, I nat 20'd on that.
Perfect. You would guess, based on the thickness of the connection, that they can probably only be about two levels above wherever the water on their side is. So, if you lower the water, they would have to go down with it, or would be dragged down with it.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. So, putting that together, he's going to look for the next switch to flip, or whatever that might be. He got to this one so quickly, and...
Make a wisdom check?
Okay.
To peer into the depths.
Oh, 19. So, pretty good for wisdom for him. I guess that puts it at 28?
With a 28, you think you spot the last switch down on level 3, and it looks like it's on the opposite side of where Steamboat Willie is. Because Steamboat Willie is basically on switch 2, as it were, the second of the switches. You think the next one down from Steamboat is on level 3, and across from both you and Steamboat.
The vortex is still going?
Yep, tilting down towards that same side.
Right, so he's, given all of this thinking he'd be doing, I imagine he's got probably just enough time left in his turn to plan a dive down in.
Yes,
yeah.
You can plot, but you cannot move yet.
Yeah, one that will sweep him around with the vortex into the space.
Do keep in mind the vortex does hurt at this point and can kind of pin you in it. So just, you know.
Ooh, better check the HP then.
Yeah.
Yeah, his HP is at 22.
So at the start of your turn before you dive in, you might want to drink something, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
They don't want you to go in and be like, wait, there's damage as you get knocked unconscious and like flung into a wall.
Fair. No, that makes perfect sense. Right. Probably drink something, ready his grappling hook, and then jump in.
Yeah, that'll be next round. Steamboat. Steamboat, you got a switch. You got a spear.
Got a switch and a spear. Anything in spear in range?
Actually, yeah. That same giant thing that Jesse is fighting could be attacked from here with, you know, a light throw.
Yeah, I'll gently toss my spear at it.
All right, roll an attack roll.
16.
Tossing a spear into even around the edges of a vortex is a little bit tricky.
Yeah.
It gets swept to the side and starts trying to return to you, and in doing so manages to sweep around the vulnerable part.
Oh.
I wish I just mean pretty much the entire water elemental. But you catch it back in your hand without any issue.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, bud. Jesse, you're up.
I want to attack the big thing with my dad. Is that you again?
All right. Roll your attack roll.
Ooh. That is 29.
That will hit.
Great. And I hit for 7 points of damage.
All right. Your sword drags through it. The magic flares a little bit, and it you see part of it tug away. It feels kind of like you're hitting into, I think, like hand sanitizer. It's not that much thicker than water, but it'd be enough that you'd notice.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the thing kind of bend a little bit towards you, and it seems displeased. Pum, pum, pum. All right. Grix, you're up.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Thanks. Shield. Appreciate it.
Of course.
And I'll try to get to the thing. I'm not worried about anything attacking me. I'm just trying to, you know, take one for the team. Also, I'm lowest priority combat target, so.
Of course not. You're just a little guy.
I'm just a little guy.
All right. You duck in front of Waldroa, get to the panel, roll intelligence check. Add a d6 because you have done this before.
Sweet.
In this facility.
Could have been better. 17.
On a prime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You go and you get this thing back up and running. Steamboat, that side clicking suddenly becomes a nice clunk. And the water drains.
Yay!
Woo!
So, everyone
who is... How fast is it draining?
It resolves before the next round, because it makes my life and yours easier.
Do I think it's going all the way out? Or do I think it's just going down? Okay.
It goes down a little bit further. And then it reveals the switch that Vaughn saw. Grix, you realize, based on the way some of the stuff has been arranged so far, that the panel is probably somewhere on the other side. The vortex is still tilted that direction, basically tilted to the left. So the left side is more open. Audio medium. So basically, the vortex is tilted so that switch is revealed. It's on the same side as Grix, Waldroa, Shield, and their water elemental friend who's patiently waiting for its turn.
Sure.
It's on the opposite side from where Steamboat is perched on top of a switch. And that also means it's on the opposite side from Cool Vons, who's a couple levels above. Switch is down on level 3, engineering panel, probably on the opposite side of level 3. And so the water on the Grix side is down to level 3, and you could just stand there. And its top end is going right below Steamboat Willie on level 5.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. So things have been drained. Would you like to do any sort of movement with your turn? There is a ladder going down to the next level here.
How much more do I have to do?
For which thing?
There's nothing else for... It's going to drain all the way now.
No. Okay. So from what you saw above, that last switch needs to be flipped, and you would guess that the panel that is also down there somewhere probably needs to be fixed or at least reconfigured. So basically, one more fix, one more switch.
Okay.
Both are probably down on level 3.
Got it. I'm going to toddle my way down.
Okay. Gonna say you're doing kind of a lot. So you scramble down one level. I don't know why I was inclined to just draw a stick figure of you there instead of your name. So you're now one level above the switch.
Got it.
Okay. Original recipe Vaughns, you're up.
Have I got a target?
You can hustle around the edge a little bit, and you can see the water elemental that is looming over, at this point, Shield and Waldroa. Alternately, you think if you really nailed a shot into the center of the vortex, you might be able to hit that the big one that's causing the whole thing. And there's a small one that's kind of swooping around in the top area, but it's not currently threatening anybody.
The big one. How big? Does it look like it'd be an easy target? Am I aiming at the broad side of a barn if I shoot that?
Yeah, the trick is getting it to the bottom of the vortex. But yeah, if the vortex wasn't there, this would be hitting the broad side of a barn. Apparently a very durable barn from what Jesse's encountering. There may be currents like running around it, but... Yeah, size-wise, it's basically the size of a barn. Yeah.
Well, let's take that thing out. It's causing the vortex, right?
Yep.
Yeah, let's shoot that.
All right.
Tired of missing.
Roll an attack roll.
Okay.
Just roll well. What's the pro?
All right.
Oh, I just realized Jesse can read.
Probably.
I didn't roll really super slow? Great.
No, we've established that she can read.
Yeah.
I rolled a 4.
Oh, no.
I know. GM's not allowed to just straight up friendly fire murder people, are they?
There's no rules about that.
It does say I should try to make the game fun, I guess. All right, so what's your total on that roll?
Let's see. I think that puts it at a 10.
All right, you shoot. You do not hit the center of the vortex, you hit the side. There is now a bolt rolling around in the water that no one should read, apparently. you went for the exciting route, I see. Game of chance.
Well, figured it was a big target. He's the nastiest one, so.
You know, I used to like Squirrello.
It's not coming to you necessarily.
That's not relevant to why I don't like Squirrello.
Why don't you like him now?
Oh, because he's just like fucking doing whatever he wants and doesn't seem to really be concerned with what's going on.
It also isn't his turn yet.
Fair enough.
All right.
I like it when people are team players in a battle.
Let's see. Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
A smaller elemental rises out of the water and attempts to grab you.
Uh-oh.
Make a dexterity check. Add 4.
Wow. Okay. 19 on the die, 23, 31.
All right.
Is that okay with you?
Yes. I'll allow it. Also make a strength save.
Strength save. Also 19 on the die. I think I did okay.
All right. This thing forms a mini water spout, tries to grab you in it, but you just kind of duck back out of the way and jump off the console and have no issues.
Sweet.
Just fuck that thing. You got this. Jesse.
Yes.
A small water elemental comes down and tries to hit you, defending awesome. Its boss or parent or close coworker.
Extremely large work spouse.
Yes. Does a 17 hit you?
No.
All
My
right.
AC is 20.
Dope. It goes, attempts to hit you with a mighty, mighty punch, and you just feel your armor go thwong, and you're fine.
Thwong.
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 The other thing attacks Harper, but I forgot to give
Please
her a turn last round.
Let that be the name of the episode.
Thwong.
Thwong. It's a good name for an episode.
Like 3 Gs for that reverb.
Yeah, because Jesse has heavy armor, so pretty good.
Harper hits, depending on which rule set I use. Okay, the thing swings at her and misses. And so Harper's still up. She's not looking great, but she's still up. Cool. That was that. Let's see. Well, draw her a shield. Who looks more threatening? Well, one of them's a dragon. So, yeah.
Well, the other one's an ooze monster. That's a tough one, honestly.
On a 6, it is going to be Wealthy. I get a 5. Wealthy is safe. Elemental tries to punch a dragon. A dragon is a motherfucking dragon.
The elemental has no idea.
Shield looks annoyed. All right. Well, Droa, you're up.
What do I do? What?
What was... the hell was that?
You were suffering some sort of injury.
Yes, I am. Oh, that's right. I'm going to take a cure serious wounds.
So that was the take your medicine clearing of throat. Uh-huh. All right. Bonds, I believe you made this one. Would you like to roll the healing?
Yeah, it's a serious wound. So which one is that?
3d8? 2d8?
Serious is 3d8.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll just do that then. Oh, you got some good ones. 22.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's about as high as it goes.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Holy shit.
I mean, technically 24 is as high as it goes, but yeah.
That's maybe the best roll that Vons has ever done for any cure potion that he has created.
So I'm at 24 HP. I'm doing good.
Frankly, that is the best he's ever done 3 times in a row. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like those janky ones he gave Aerosene.
You got your one hit point.
I did. I did get my one hit point.
All one can reasonably ask for, apparently. Okay, so Aldroa has healed. Do you want to move anywhere?
No, I don't think. Well, no, I'm here with shield. I'm gonna stick near shield for a while.
All right. The giant thing goes. Okay, Jesse.
Yeah.
The big thing closes its mouth. The vortex starts to slow. And it suddenly looks more solid and grows a couple of essentially giant arm tentacle things.
Okay.
And should probably attack. I'm just trying to decide who. Well, I guess who's in range? Can't be Grix. Could be Harper, Frymeath, Shield, Weldroa, Steamboat, or Jesse. I imagine Jesse wants its attention on it. on her?
Yeah, I mean, like, Jesse's been the most aggressive toward it so far, so I would assume that it would try to attack Jesse.
All right. Well, that feels right. It rolls a natural one.
Oh, boy. What the fuck could that do?
I'm going to say that, you know, it swirls around you to try to get a different angle. It swings one of its giant tentacle arm things. You do a quick swimming stroke and kind of get enough out of the way that the current around it buffers you up and out. And so instead it hits the core.
Oh, no.
And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Oh, no. Whoa.
Troubling.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you just heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions and comments and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter at primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian. Thanks, Ian! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Turn more powerful than ever before. And I got to have a fun time looking at my power strip, realizing I'd arranged everything just wrong to put a clunky charger, you know, Malwart thing in there, and being like, all right, pretty sure this isn't plugged into anything. Well, hearing the guy at the end of Last Crusade in my head being like, they have chosen poorly. So, you know, strong start. All right.
Oh, no.
But I'm here. Things are plugged in.
I have the Indiana Jones theme in my head now. Dun, 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 dun. Yes.
It's always a second away from being in my head.
Wow. That for some reason, she said Indiana Jones and it put Star Wars in my head. I knew
which
that wasn't
part
right.
of Star Wars.
Yeah, like the that quintessential.
Was, that was Star good. Trek.
I know.
Also, yeah.
I'm just messing with you.
Dun, 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 dun. We are in a place. All right.
There's an email address I can trust. Ladder Relief 911.
Yeah, oh boy, this morning.
Wow, we're like having such a time today. Okay,
I'm sorry. I had to go through it.
Just letting y'all get out of your system.
So oh, enjoying the reverb, amazing. Too. Yeah.